You ready? I'm ready. The Playmakers Bar Podcast present Hoops Talk, hosted by Darnell the Playmaker Solins. NBA, college basketball, playoffs, Mars Madness. No matter what, we talking hoops, man. Let's get it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode, a new edition of Hoops Talk. Brought to you by the Playmakers Bar Network, sponsored by Super Draft Pro. You know your boy, the Playmaker, down there, Solins out here in the nice, clear blue sky, Jacksonville, Florida, on this Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. You know, we got some playoff basketball to talk about because guess what? We got some game fives played last night. We got some more games five to be played tonight. Then we got game sixes, a possible closeout game. There's a lot of stuff going on in the NBA right now. A lot of stuff going on. But the Lakers made headlines again. I'm enjoying the playoffs without the Lakers, to be honest, because I don't like the Lakers. I can't stand them. But the Lakers are making headlines again, because why? The owner, Jeannie Buss, has opened her mouth for the first time. Watching these playoffs is making her sick to her stomach that the Lakers are not in the playoffs. She is not happy whatsoever. Missing the playoffs is eating her alive. No, I read up on the article throughout ESPN and Bleacher Report and CBS Sports. I read what they had to put. Yeah, she is not thrilled. This is what she had to say, and I quote, "If we are not leaving to the Lakers standards, I absolutely will look at everything. I will make the hard decision because that's what you have to do." This is where we stand at with the Lakers right now because, you know, it's crazy because the Lakers, what? Missing the playoffs with a 33-49 record. They had the fourth highest payroll. They fired Frank Vogel back in April when the season ended. Rock Pelinka is still, it's the point man of the organization. Search the replacement. There are also reports saying that Jeannie Buss has spoken to Phil Jackson, Magic Johnson, and yes, LeBron James. Oh, this is a high no. This is big time. And the fact that she has to come out and do this and speak her mind, because she's not happy that the Lakers missed the playoff. And by the way, This playoff's been amazing. Let's just call it what it is. There's been some amazing playoffs that's been going on. But what do you do if you're the Lakers, though? What do you do if you're Jeannie Buss? You know, you have a 37-year-old LeBron James on the roster who was dropping 30 points this season, which is remarkable. You have an Anthony Davis at 29 who can't stay healthy. Ankle, knee, shoulder, whatever the case may be. He's missing a lot of games each season. And then you bring in Russell Westbrook. Championship is not a priority to him. He's happy with his career. But, yo, I mean, what do you do with this roster? Is there any move that you can do? I'm just trying to figure it all out because how can you do this? And then I got another quote from her. This is from Jeannie Buss. "I'm growing impatient just because we had the fourth highest payroll in the league. When you spend that kind of money on the luxury tax, you expect to go deep into the playoffs. So yeah, it was gut-wrenching for me to go out on a limb like that and not get the result that we're looking for. I'm not happy. I'm not satisfied." And if any man know anything about women, when they're not happy, best believe some changes are coming. So I have a feeling there's more than a Frank Roger change coming. You already fired him. You still looking for your replacement. But it's going to be interesting to see whoever come in to coach this team, if the roster's still going to be the same, because I do mean, like, this roster is not constructed to a way that is a playoff team. Let's just call it what it is. Let's just call it what it is. This roster of the Lakers is not constructed to be a playoff team. But, hey. The Lakers made a headline. Jeannie Buss spoke for the first time. I had to talk about it, so it's the right thing to do. So there you go. But now, let's get into what took place in these playoffs. Game 5, Philadelphia 76ers, Miami Heat down in South Beach. Scorching heat. It's the title of this one. Matter of fact, scorching, you might as well say scorching is the headline for yesterday, for last night. Scorching. Because the Miami Heat scorched the Philadelphia 76ers. 120 to 85, a 35-point beatdown. A 35-point beatdown. All five starters for the Miami Heat scored in double figures. And you added two more off the bench. So let me go down the list for you. P.J. Tucker, 10 points. Jimmy Butler, 23. Nine boards, 6 assists. P.J. Tucker had 10-7, 7 assists, by the way. Bam Adebayo, 12 points, 6 boards. Gabe Vincent filling in for Kyle Lowry, 15 points, 5 boards. Matt Strus, 19 points, 10 boards. Tyler Hero off the bench, 10 points. Victor Oladipo off the bench, 13 points. Dynamic scoring, yo. It's crazy. And then we go to Philly side. Tobias Harris, 12 points. Joel Embiid, 17 and 5 boards. Tyrese Maxey, 9 points. His worst game of these playoffs. James Harden, 14 points, 6 boards. Pretty much nothing off the bench. Just an ugly game. 76ers shot 36.5% from the field, 28.1% from the 3-point range. Miami shot 53.6% from the field, 39.4% from three. Miami shot a better 3-point percentage than Philadelphia shot field goal percentage. Let that sink in. The Miami Heat shot a better 3-point percentage than Philadelphia shot field goal percentage. Wow. That's bad. That's just bad. And by the way, man, we can all speculate on what happened with we can speculate. Because let's just talk about it. Nikola Jokic is getting back-to-back MVP seasons. He's won MVP back-to-back seasons. Okay? If you like me, I didn't vote for Nikola Jokic. I'd have felt Joel Embiid should have had it. Okay, that's just me. But you can't be too up in arms about what Jokic did for the Denver Nuggets. He was top 10 in every goddamn category there is. Like, no player in history, from what I recall, no player in history has ever been top 10 in all. Points, rebounds, assists, field goal percentage, plus, minus, whatever you... He was top 10 in all of them. I can't get mad at it. But I wanted Jordan. I felt Jordan to be deserved. I just felt Jordan to be deserved. You know, winning the scoring title first time since Shaq back in 99. I mean, most 40-point double-doubles, most 40-point games in the season. I mean, I just felt Joel led his team to the second-best record in the East, but because of tiebreakers, they came to fourth seed and not the second seed. Nikola Jokic, yeah, I said top 10 everything, but Denver was the sixth seed, you know. It's hard, but hey, Mikhail Jokic got it. I'm not gonna be up in arms about it. And people thought Joel Embiid was gonna come out here last night and say, you know what, y'all effed up, y'all made a mistake. Yeah, that didn't happen because Miami put it on them. Miami let them have it. It was scorching hot. If you're the Philadelphia 76ers down in South Beach. Then we go from scorching hot Miami to scorching hot Phoenix. I mean, whew, good gracious. So, they go to Dallas. They have a terrible two-game stretch. Chris Paul actually fouled out in game four. I'm looking at, I had never seen Chris Paul. I have seen a lot of Chris Paul games. I have never seen Chris Paul had a stretch of bad games than he did in Dallas in games three and four, and especially game four. Game four, he had like 5 points and he fouled out. He had like four assists and he fouled out. 5, 4, and 6. 5 points, 4 assists, and 6 fouls. That was Chris Paul's stat line from game four. I'm like, man, is Phoenix in trouble? And then word came out the same time as Mikhail Jokic got MVP. Monty Williams got Coach of the Year. Rightfully deserved. I think Taylor Jenkins came in second and Nerlens Noel came in third. No issue whatsoever. That is the right choice. Monty Williams deserved that award. Happy for him. And I said, oh. As soon as I said, oh. Phoenix in trouble now. Dallas in trouble now. Oh, that's all Phoenix needed. They needed something positive to go in. They needed something positive to go in. And Monty Williams getting Coach of the Year. Devin Booker putting it out on Twitter. His family giving him the trophy. Oh, that's all Phoenix needed right there. If you don't believe me, you can ask Bear Man. You can ask my boy Alex Akazov. Shout out to the Bear Man. I told him, y'all be prepared. Y'all might get y'all ass whooped tonight. And guess what? 110-80 is the final score. Phoenix scores the Mavs in the second half. I mean, they was up. Phoenix went to the half up 3. And they beat them by 30. That tells you what the second half, scorching second half. Just to let you know, 110-80. Good gracious. The Mavs only scored 34 points in the second half. Phoenix scored 33 in the third damn quarter. The Dallas Mavericks combined for 34 points in the total second half. Phoenix scored 33 in the third quarter itself. That's how bad it is. Look at Luka Doncic, 28 points, 11 boards. Jalen Brunson, 21 points. Bertans gave you 10 off the bench, but that's it. Dorian Finney-Smith, 8 points. Bullock, 0. Powell, 0. Kleber, 4. Dinwiddie, 2. No, nothing. Dallas just got their ass whooped. And then you go to Phoenix. Mikal Bridges, 14 and 7. DeAndre Ayton, 20 and 9. Chris Paul only had 7 points, but you got your 10 assists. Devin Booker, 28 and 7. Cam Johnson off the bench gave you 14. These boys came ready to play. Monty Williams got Coach of the Year, gave them a positive, gave them some energy, some positive energy that they needed, some positive reinforcement, and they put it on them. Phoenix was scorching hot. Miami was scorching hot. By the way, I posted this last night. I don't know a lot of people saw it because it was late last night. Is the Miami-Philly series just the preview of what's going to happen in the Dallas and Phoenix series? Because if you look at these games, it's pretty much the same thing that's been happening. For whatever reason, these two series are mimicking each other. And they fought each other every night, which is crazy. These two series literally mimic each other. I don't understand it. It's just baffled me. So let me, when did game one happen? When did game one take place? Game one took place on Monday. The Heat won by 14. The Suns won by 7, but it really, it was, you might as well say 14 because they'll beat their ass in that's made it run late to make it interesting. So both games was a comfortable victory for the home team, Miami and Phoenix. That was back in May 2nd. Let's go to May 4th for game twos. Heat win by 16. The Suns win by 20. Another comfortable wins for the home team. That took place. All right, let's go to Sunday. Let's go to Friday for game three. 76ers win by 20. The Mavs win by 9. That game wasn't close as you thought it was. That was one comfort in that game. Then we go to Sunday for game four. Philly win by 8. Mavs win by 10. I mean, you see this? And then we go to what took place last night, Tuesday. Heat win by 35, Suns win by 30. So do I need to go ahead and say whatever happens Thursday in the Miami Heat game and Philly up in Philly? Just to say it's going to be the same thing that's going to happen in Dallas. Because these two series mimicking each other. I don't get it. These two series are literally mimicking each other. I'm like, good graces. What is this? Do they watch the pre? Oh, okay. So Philly's coming out hot. All right, Dallas be finna come out hot, baby. Oh, Miami on it. Oh, that means Philly finna. That means Phoenix finna be on it. These two series mimic each other. I don't understand it. It's strange to watch. Damn, I just watched the blowout game. Now I'm watching another blowout game. What is? Okay. Like the 1-4 seeds are like mimicking each other. This is what we doing. This is how it's gonna roll. Oh yeah, the same thing's gonna happen over here too. Just, by the way, it's just on the West Coast. Boy, I tell you, interesting, man. This is an interesting tidbit I just thought about last night watching it. Like, damn, the Heat just won by 35. Now the Suns gonna win by 30. Good gracious, like the same. I just watched this game. But hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. And then that brings me to the other side of the playoffs. Golden State, Memphis, Ja Morant looks to be done for the playoffs. Braun bruising his right knee. We also played Jordan pulled Ja Morant's knee. I don't know what that called, a Braun bruise or whatnot, but a Braun bruise in the right knee is, yeah, that's a tough one. That's a real tough one.
Doing my research, let's say, most bone bruises slowly heal over 1 to 2 months, and we talking like, yeah, he might be done for the first. So we talking 1 to 2 months, and you talking about Memphis got to finish off Golden State, which they didn't, because the lowest scoring game of this series was Game 4, 101-98. It was not Golden State's best game whatsoever. I'm looking at it. Golden State shot 40% from the field, 24% from three-point range. Definitely not their best game. 17 from Wiggins and 10, 32 from... You got 32 from Steph Curry from on 10 or 25 shots, 4 for 14 from 3. Not a Steph Curry type game. Klay Thompson, 14 points, 6 for 20 from the field, 0 for 7. And this is in Golden State, by the way. This is in San Francisco. Otto Porter Jr. gave you 12 points off the bench. Jordan Poole gave you 14. 4 from 12 from the field. 0 from 12. Not their best game, and yet the Grizzlies couldn't take advantage of it. Jaren Jackson gave you 21. Dylan Brooks returned and gave you 12. Steven Adams got the start. Gave you 10 and 15. Tyrese Jones replacing John Morant, 19. Kyle Anderson gave you 17 off the bench, but y'all didn't take advantage of it. Y'all did not take advantage of it. Now you're down 3-1 with game 5 tonight. Game 5 tonight. Y'all have to win tonight. Are y'all done? pretty much people saying y'all done too, including myself, the playmaker, saying that the Grizzlies are done because y'all not gonna beat. Y'all not beating Golden State without Ja Morant. No, just not. And trust me, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Jordan Poole all would not beat you on territory in the same game like that again. One or two of them is going to go off. And when they go off, it's going to be an avalanche. And once the avalanche hit, can y'all do what y'all do? I mean, y'all had a great record without Ja Morant in the regular season. This is the postseason now. Competition level rises. It doesn't diminish, it rises. So can y'all find that magic without Ja Morant to win tonight at home? Tonight, 9:30 on TNT. Y'all have to do it, or else y'all going home alone with Ja Morant. Because Ja Morant ain't playing the rest of this playoffs, unless y'all make it to the finals. And that's even questionable, because the finals started in June, and that's pushing it a bit. So, I'm sorry, Memphis, y'all had a great season, but I think it's over. I think Golden State ends it tonight. Golden State finish y'all off, dusts y'all off, and say, all right, Phoenix, you go ahead and bring y'all butts on here, because Phoenix will finish off the Dallas Mavericks. If it's not game 6, it will be in game 7. All right, so that's how I feel about Golden State over Memphis. And that brings me to one series left. I say this one's from last on purpose, because I have a bone to pick with a certain team. For those of you who can't recall the last series that I didn't get to yet, it's the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics. That's game 5 tonight. That'll be the prelude before Golden State and Memphis. That game is in Boston. That's at 7 p.m. on TNT. Why do I have a problem with it? Because Milwaukee. Milwaukee, Milwaukee, Milwaukee. Y'all went into the fourth quarter up 10. Up 10. Up 10. I went into the fourth quarter up 10. I remember. That's right before I fell asleep. Thinking y'all had this game in hand, you know, you're not going to let Boston beat y'all down like this. I woke up Tuesday morning. Al Horford goes for 30. Along with Jason Tatum. And the Celtics still game for 116-108. Horford went for 30. Oh, Jason Tatum can go for 30. He'll be a star. Jaylen Brown went for 18. Marcus Smart went for 18. Derek White gave you 11. But Al Horford go for 30? Al Horford. Sure, I love Al Horford. Al Horford's a Florida Gator. Two-time national champion with the Florida Gators on the Billy Donovan, along with Joakim Noah, Torian Green, Lee Humphrey, and Corey Brewer, and the rest of the crew. Trust me, I know about Al Horford. Drafted by the Atlanta Hawks. This is when the Hawks was on the tear and they ran into LeBron James, however. Each and every time. Trust me, I love Al Horford. Love Al Horford. But Al Horford don't go for 30. Not only did he go for 30, it's an efficient 30. 11 from 14 from the field, 5 of 7 from 3. It's an efficient 30 at that. Jason Tatum, he had to go for 24. Jason Tatum took 10 more shots than Al Horford to get to 30. Jason Tatum was 11 from 24 from the field, 3 for 10 from 3-point range to get the 30. Al Horford, 11 from 14 from the field to get the 30. Do you realize how great Al Horford shot the ball? Al Horford shot the ball 78.6% from the field in game 4. That's how efficient he was. And yet, Milwaukee let it happen. And you lost game 4 at home. When you could have been up 3-1 like the Golden State Warriors. I mean, Giannis, 34 points, 18 boards, 5 assists. 14 for 32 from the field, 0 for 4 from 3-point range. Giannis, stop shooting threes, okay? Don't go dominate inside, please. Brook Lopez, 17.7 boards. You holler. Drew Holiday, 16 points. 7 boards, 9 assists. Wes Matthews, 12 points. Grayson Allen. Grayson, where you at, man? You showed up against Chicago, so I get it. It's the all the heat. Where you at right now, Grayson Allen? I'm calling you out because you're a part of Jacksonville, Florida, where I'm from. You're from here. I say when Chris Middleton was out for the Chicago game, Grayson Allen was going to step up, and you did. It's the next round. Where are you at, Grayson Allen? You're in a starting lineup. You're in a starting lineup. You play 29 and you only get me 7 points. Only 7 points. They had to play Pat Connaughton more than you. Pat Connaughton played 1 more minute more than you and got 11 points. Bobby Portis, you only got me 4 points, this boy, but you only played 15 minutes. Think I need more minutes from Bobby Portis. My boy, hold on. I need more minutes from Bobby Portis. See, you're not playing your guys like you're supposed to. Bobby Portis should be getting at least 25 minutes so he can get me 15 to 18 points. And be that, you know, that engine. We know what Giannis going to do. Giannis going to dominate. Giannis going to do his thing. Jrue Holiday, I don't need 16. I need 20. I need 20 to 25 from Jrue Holiday. Giannis is going to do Giannis. 17 from Lopez, I'll take it every game. If Book can get me 17 every game, I'm taking it every game. I need Allen to get me 15. I need Portis to get me 15 to 18. Pat Connaughton, you can get me 11. Bucks win. But you let Al Horford get you. You feel like Al Horford get you 30, though. Al Horford get you 30. Oh, you in for trouble. Because Boston winning. Tatum going for 30. Al Horford going for 30. Brown getting you 18. Smart getting you 18. Them four right there. That's already 90% of the damn points. Let me see. 18 and 18 is what? 36. 36 and 60. That's 96 points of the 116. From them four. Them four. That's why it's 2-2 instead of 3-1. Now you got game five tonight at 7 o'clock on TNT. Back in Boston. Which I won't be surprised if Boston come out blazing fire. I would not be surprised if Boston come out blazing fire because damn it. They know good damn well they should not be in the tie series right now. They should be down 3-1. And they say, you know what? Y'all gave us life. We finna take it. When you had Boston down, you didn't knock them out, Milwaukee. So now the defending champs, y'all on the rope. Y'all on the ropes. Because I got a feeling Boston gonna come out and beat that ass. And they gonna go up 3-2 with game six coming back to Milwaukee. Now, you can prove me wrong by doing what you're supposed to do and do what you did tonight, what you should have did in game four. We shall see that. But the playoffs going to keep rolling. Game five tonight. I think Golden State ends it tonight. I think Boston is going to win at home. And then Thursday is game sixes. Philly trying to survive. Dallas trying to survive and get to a game sevens in Phoenix and Miami. But they have to do it at home first. And then if Memphis somehow survive, they'll play a game six. Back in the Bay Area on Friday, which Golden State would definitely end it right there. And then game six would be in Milwaukee in that period of time on Friday. So we shall see who's playing what on Friday. But for that, that's all I got for you on today. The Playmaker out here in Jacksonville, Florida, signing off with this episode of Hoops Talk. I'll catch y'all later.
Woo! I hope you guys enjoyed that episode as much as I enjoy bringing it to you. So if you want to stay updated and know when new episodes of Hoops Talk come out, subscribe and follow to the podcast. You can do this on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Speaker.com, or any of your favorite platforms, including iTunes/Apple Podcasts. And for those of you who are listening on iTunes and Apple Podcasts, go ahead and drop a rate and review of the podcast to let us know how we're doing, how we can improve. And for those of you who want to see any other podcasts that we got going on, go ahead and subscribe to our website, theplaymakersblog.com, and you can see all the podcasts that we do. Until next time for Hoops Talk, it's your boy, The Playmaker, Darnell Solomon, signing off.